This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn futures ended the year with selling pressure as funds pushed their short position with the lack of overall bullish news and friendlier weather forecasts for Brazil on a light volume trading day. March corn closed 3 cents lower on the session and was 1¾ cents lower on the week. Friday was the last trading session for the year. The March 24 corn contract traded 146¾ cents lower on the year from closing on 12/30/22 at 618. Prices have been impacted over the year by a growing corn supply, overall demand concerns with competition from global exporters, and a better than expected harvest this past fall. Weekly corn export sales were within expectations for last week. Exporters sold 1.242 million metric tons, 48.9 million bushels of corn last week, with Mexico again the top buyer of U.S. corn. Total corn sales commitments now total 1.158 billion bushels. That's up 375 from a year ago. Soybeans closed significantly lower to end the year, and while thin holiday trade may have caused a larger sell-off than markets would normally see, improved weather conditions for the majority of Brazil has been a bearish factor. Heavy scattered rains are falling over the country in some of the driest areas. At the end of last year, March soybeans closed at $13.99¾, and on Friday they finished out the year at $12.98, marking a loss of over a dollar, but soybeans still held up better than corn and wheat have. For the month, March soybeans lost 64¼ cents, March soybean meal lost $28.20, and March soybean oil lost $3.87. While weather is turning wetter for Brazil, some soybeans that were planted early in the central region were not able to withstand the early drought and heat, and some are being either ripped up or harvested earlier so that corn or cotton can be planted on time. This could bring some support to prices moving into the new year.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I have been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
Here is how the markets closed on Friday. March corn down 3 even at 471¼. January soybeans down 11¾ at 1293½. On the Merc, February live cattle down 42 cents at 168.50. January feeder cattle down 17 cents at 222.30. February lean hogs down 47 cents at 67.97. This has been a check of the markets. Happy New Year from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.